A listener production.
Okay, are you recording?
G'day, you are listening to episode 118 of The Howie Games featuring Lovemore Ndol, a man that was born into the horrors of apartheid in South Africa and fought for a life, multiple boxing world titles and to become a lawyer. Lovemore has written a phenomenal but really confronting book about his life titled Tough Love, the amazing true story of a boxing world champion turned lawyer. It is a book well and truly worth reading. Actually, just before we get going, a Howie Games special will drop next Wednesday. Wednesday, I know, unusual. Hopefully the special is special. We are going behind the scenes on what's involved in making a sporting documentary. I actually think it's really cool. In particular, we will focus on two Amazon Prime ripping documentaries, The Test, which was released last year and follows the Australian cricket team, and their new AFL documentary titled Making Their Mark, which doesn't actually come out until March 12. So some nice exclusive audio for you in the special as we talk to the people behind each documentary. Alrighty, Lovemore's full episode, which is one I truly hope you all listen to, is out next week. Until then, here's his player profile. Lovemore, welcome to the player profile. Are you ready to go?
I'm ready to rumble.
I'm ready to rumble too then. Let's get straight into it. Nicknames. All boxers have nicknames. What nicknames have you accrued over the years?
Well, the Black Panther.
Wow.
The Black Panther. But when I used to play soccer, they used to call me Mr. Red because I used to get red carded all the time.
And who gave you the Panther nickname?
His name was Peter Stanieland. He used to be my sponsor. He used to sponsor me when I was up and coming as a fighter. And he just gave me the name.
I like it. Okay. Favorite food?
I would say grilled barramundi with vegetables.
Oh, nice. And can you cook? And if you were trying to impress someone at dinner, Lovemore, what are you cooking?
Our papa just makes spaghetti bolognese. You never go wrong with that.
That's about my limitations as well. Okay, so we've got the spaghetti bolognese on the table, Lovemore, and you can invite three people from any time in your life, in history, that you have met, that you haven't met, that are with us, that are not with us. Who are those three people that are coming around to your joint for spaghetti bolognese?
Okay, it'll be Barack Obama, Nelson Mandela, and Richard Pryor.
Richard Pryor for the laughs.
There'll be a lot of knowledge there, but you need someone to keep you laughing as well. So you need Richard Pryor. Yes. He's the, as far as I'm concerned, he's the best stand-up comedian that ever lived.
Finish your sentence for me, Lovemore. Before you fought, you always would do what?
Abstain from sex.
Really? For how long? Like a day, a week, a month? How long?
Up to about 2 weeks.
2 weeks. And what was the theory behind that?
I don't know. Look, I was taught, you know, and we all believe that, you know, as a fighter, you needed to abstain, you know, from sex. Or otherwise, it's going to affect your legs. You know, you have weaker legs. It's all superstition. But I believed in it, so I just did it.
What was your very first car? When you got a car, what was it?
A Citroen GSX3.
And what was your very first job?
I was a gardener.
You know, gardener?
My first job, I was 9 years old. I was a gardener. I had to work to pay for my school fees and my school uniform.
And who were you working for?
White people in South Africa.
Right. What type of garden was it?
Any garden. Just having to mow some people's grass and all that, or fix, you know, or, you know, just work on the orchard, anything. Any job that came along in the garden, I would do it.
And what would you have been getting paid to be a gardener as a 9-year-old in South Africa in, I guess it's the early 1980s?
Peanuts.
Nothing.
Nothing, close to nothing. Like, I'll get paid something like 30 rand, you know, a month. So that's probably like $3 a month.
We will explore a bit more of that in the main part of the episode. You have got what a lot of people would consider is a fantastic job. First, you're a professional athlete, boxer and world champion. Now you are helping people as a lawyer. If you could swap jobs with someone that you'd met along the way, is there a job out there that you'd love to have?
No, I wouldn't want anybody's job. I love what I'm doing. I love my job. I wouldn't want to swap it.
Oh, that's perfect. That's the answer I would give as well. What is the best piece of advice you have received on your journey, Lovemore?
Don't gain the world and lose your soul.
Explain that to me.
often we become so successful, we gain the world, you know, but we lose our soul because we end up, you know, doing bad things. You know, we ignore those who are around us, those, you know, who got us where we are today. We become selfish, self-centered. And so the best message, you know, advice I've ever gained, you know, was from my father. And he said to me, don't gain the world and lose your soul.
I think that might be the best answer I've ever heard to that question on this particular podcast. Apps on your phone, you know how to use voice memos. We've already figured that out. Typically, what are your two apps you use your most on your phone, Lovemore?
I would say search New South Wales Court because of my job, searching the court list, and Spotify, you know, the music app, because I love listening to my music.
Well, the next question would be, what are you typically listening to now on Spotify?
Sam Cooke, I'm old school.
Old school, I like old school. Anything else or just Sam Cooke at the moment?
I listen to all types of music, but, you know, my favorite at the moment is Sam Cooke. But I'm open to all kinds of music. I'll listen to, you know, to some classical stuff. I'm okay with that. Sometimes I'll listen to hip-hop with my kids. So I'm just open to anything.
I can see, looking at you and doing some research, you are a very, very sharp dresser, Lovemore. What is your favorite item in your wardrobe?
Well, you know, funny thing is, you know, people often see me, you know, dressed up in all these beautiful, expensive suits. But you know what? My favorite attire, you know, I would say in my wardrobe right now, it's my traditional tribal attire.
Tell me about that.
Every tribe, you know, in Africa, I would say, or in South Africa, you know, we have our own traditional attires. It's more to do with your culture. It keeps me attuned to my culture. You know, we wear different colors. They come in different patterns. And every time I wear that, you know, I feel at home.
What are you currently watching?
Your Honour on Stan.
So you're a lawyer, you only want to be a lawyer, and you're watching shows about lawyers on Stan.
It's an interesting show. I love it, and I'm enjoying it so far.
Are you a Judge Judy man or no?
No, I'm not a big fan of Judge Judy.
What is your favourite movie of all time, Lovemore? You can choose one movie to watch and watch. What is it?
I would say 12 Angry Men.
About the jurors, and there's 11 and 1, right. The original version?
The original version, I would say, yes.
Is that, that's in black and white, isn't it?
It is.
There you go. What, and I know you're also a very well-read man, what are you reading at the moment?
Look, it's funny. I'm reading The Art of Seduction by Robert Greene.
The Art of Seduction? I haven't read that. What's it about?
Seduction, that's what it's all about. How do you seduce people?
Right. Wow.
I think the title is a bit misleading because if you look at it, you know, personally, I think every politician needs to read this book. If you need to appeal to people, this could help you. I look into going into politics in the future, and I find this book kind of resonates into what I'm looking into doing into the in the future.
The Art of Seduction by Robert Greene. I'll have a look at it. What is your favourite book of all time?
I read a lot of books, but I would say, yes, Saving Nelson Mandela is one of my favourite books.
I've read A Long Walk to Freedom. I haven't read Saving Nelson Mandela. Along those lines, of all the people that you've met along the way in your journey that we would typically call famous or well-known, which of those people that have a profile have made the biggest impression on you, Lovemore?
Again, it's Nelson Mandela.
So you've met Nelson Mandela?
I haven't personally met him, but I was in the same room as him, so I didn't get to personally meet him or shake his hand. You know, I wish I did, but no, it never happened. But yes, if anyone ever motivated me or inspired me in life, it's Nelson Mandela.
I don't know if you follow cricket at all. We have a lot of cricketers on this show, a gentleman by the name of Michael Holding, a famous West Indian fast bowler, and possibly one of the world's greatest batsmen, Brian Lara, another West Indian. They both said Nelson Mandela to that question. He's influenced a lot of people around the world, hasn't he?
Well, for me, you know, coming from South Africa, I tested freedom because of Nelson Mandela. So, yeah, the man is my lifetime hero. You know, I worship the man.
And I can see people that can't see you at the moment over your back shoulder that you've got a picture of Nelson Mandela. What is your most treasured possession?
My university degrees.
How many you got?
I got 6, working on my 7th.
You need a bigger wall back there. You need a bigger wall to stick them all on there. Have you got a favourite holiday spot anywhere?
Nah, I don't have one. I wouldn't say nah. I don't really have one.
Is there somewhere in the world, bucket list, that you haven't been to that you'd like to go to?
I love fishing, so if I have to go anywhere where I could fish, I'll be a happy man. But I don't have a favorite destination.
What scares you, if anything, in the world?
Failure. I'm scared of failure. I always work hard. I believe you fail by choice. I believe we all have a chance. It doesn't matter where you come from. It doesn't matter whether you were denied, you know, some opportunities growing up, you know, whether your parents didn't raise you properly or they didn't give you all these opportunities, you still have a chance as long as you're living. And if you work hard, you won't fail. So I'm scared of failure.
Final question and most important question I'm going to ask you in the next hour and a half. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
This, to me, defines you. So this is the big one, Lovemore. Lovemore, pineapple on pizza, yes or no?
Yes, I love my Hawaiian.
Well done, well done. Hey, Lovemore, thanks for joining me on the Player Profile. Your full episode will be up next week. Well done.
Thank you.
IBO welterweight world champion, the Black Panther, Lovemore.
Listener.